310. I'm starting to lose track here because we've done three of these in the last 24 hours. So,
yeah.
I'm Chris, as always, joined by Jeff, who just popped in.
What's up?
Hello, guys.
And Don.
Hello.
And Pete.
What's up?
We got a lot to cover. And yes. We'll keep it short. Don is falling asleep.
I don't know how we're going to keep it short. We have hours. Yeah,
there's no way we're going to keep it short.
There's a lot to talk about.
I'll keep it real short for you. Sony somehow won.
I don't necessarily agree with that, but we'll get there.
If I could fist bump you right now, Jeff, I would.
See, I think, Chris, you're going to be the outlier here. The reaction I saw on Twitter was everyone was just like,
Don's with me, though. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I wasn't too... there was a couple of decent things in Sony that I was interested in.
Yeah, I think based on the discussion we had yesterday, it doesn't surprise me at the very least that Don looks at Sony's lineup and just goes, eh.
Which is funny, because up until, a year and a half ago, Don? 2 years ago? Jesus. Like, Sony was the only thing you played.
That was it.
Let's jump into this. So, Don, you were not here for our last show. What did you think of Microsoft?
After everything I've watched today, I think Microsoft has unfortunately melted out of my brain. I'm not big into Gears, unfortunately. And that,
really?
That seemed cool.
Like coming from like not having a Xbox 360, it's not surprising.
Correct. I will try this one for sure. The biggest thing that I enjoyed out of Microsoft isn't really game related so much as it's more hardware related. It was the, I guess not really hardware either. The controller was badass. That custom controller was freaking sweet.
$80.
$90 if you want to have it engraved.
$90 if you want it engraved.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't need my name on it.
Yeah, I know.
But it's still $15 more than a regular controller.
Yeah. It was all the cross-platform stuff that they're starting to push.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Being as, some of my best friends play on PC. I know Xbox and PlayStation are probably never going to talk together. But
depends on the game. I think they're talking in Rocket League.
And
that would be nice.
They will talk in Minecraft next year.
Nice, nice. So I guess there's hope for that. But it's just they're pushing. They're starting to break down the walls, which is phenomenal as a gamer that wants to play on his Xbox, but has I got friends on all the consoles, and I'm sure you guys do too. It's hard to pick what to buy something for. I generally, now that I finally have a PC that can run stuff, being able to play like Gears with my buddy who could play it on PC, that's revolutionary at this point. That's something that you just don't see. And being able to buy something for your Xbox One and being able to play it on your PC, those are two phenomenal things that I got out of that.
Certainly.
I'm glad that, while the Vita wasn't necessarily their greatest, achievement, they did have a lot of the cross-buy going on there with some of their games, too. So it's nice to see that at least they're trying in terms of their ecosystems and stuff.
Right. Yeah, they're playing in the water, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, and now it seems like, and we'll get to this at least with Sony, some of their games will be cross-buy with VR.
Yes. Very much so.
So, well, not necessarily in just having VR modes, but, some of the games or at least the big one, Resident Evil, it said is fully compatible, so you can play the entire game start to finish as a VR game if you wanted. So.
But also not a VR exclusive, so.
No. And I think that's smart because I don't think there's not. We'll get to it, but I don't think there's a way they could have convinced Capcom to do.
Oh, for sure, sure. But it also, I don't want to get into that yet because.
I meant to just try and loop that in.
Real quick, I rewatched that trailer. Oh my god! All right,
game looks great. Game looks great. So Ubisoft.
Now we got PC gaming.
Oh, right. Well, you touched on the PC game. Was there anything that, jumped out at you? Because I think you're the only one that watched it.
Yeah, well, so the funny thing is they also ran for 2 hours.
They did.
So they ran through the opening of the Ubisoft conference, which was really weird. But you didn't miss much because they ended with a 20-minute lecture from Warren Spector about why the PC is awesome. Like, he wasn't there to show his new game. He was just there to talk to people.
Oh, that makes me feel better about cutting off, because right at time for Ubisoft, I was like, you know what, I'm done with this.
Well, I kept flipping back and forth just to see, and then I was like, oh. So, yeah, in terms of interest, Clay announced their new game. They're like the Don't Starve and Mark of the Ninja guys.
Called Oxygen, like not brief, included. Brief clip of it, though.
Yeah, it looks like they said it's a colony management thing, so. Let's see, Mountain Blade 2, Banner Lords, if anybody's interested in that. New Vampire trailer, which is the new game from the Life is Strange guys.
That actually looked really good, too.
That does look
that, that's cool. Not PC exclusive?
Right, it's not.
No,
correct.
That's going to be across the board, yeah. Killing Floor Incursion, and which is a VR-like game for Oculus. Superhot coming to VR, which sounds like something everybody's been wanting. Everybody said it basically seemed like a perfect shoe-in for that. There was a trailer for Tyranny, which is like Obsidian's new game.
Dawn of War 3?
Oh, yeah, that's right. They opened the show with that. Sorry, you're right. We had briefly touched on the very beginning of the show at the end of our last one, so I skipped that gotcha. Stuff. Yeah, they did have gameplay of that. Some new cyberpunk horror game called Observer that looks kind of neat. Let's see. There was a new Tacoma trailer, but I don't remember if that was actually at the conference or just on YouTube. There's this new Deus Ex footage, which looked okay. That's when we started flowing into the Ubisoft thing, and my attention started getting divided.
Wavering.
Yeah. Warframe. Oh, some Mages of Mysteria. Yeah. The problem with the show is that they never seem to get, like, heavy hitters because everybody wants to just play with the publishers. And because they're hosted by a press outlet, they tend to, like, there weren't any amazing, like, announcements. It's just like, hey, here's stuff, new footage of stuff you've already seen, or a bunch of indie games.
For sure.
And so, if you're cool with that, there's plenty of stuff there. I mean, Vampire may have been the only thing that I looked at and was like, oh, this is something I knew it existed, but we hadn't seen anything of it yet. So it was like the first gameplay footage.
I'm down for that game, though.
Yeah.
I liked Remember Me, and I liked Life is Strange. So
I didn't play Remember Me. I want to now that it's like $25 or something like that. But I loved Life is Strange. So
I mean, they're two very different games, but
sure. But I like their output at least in terms of Life is Strange. So yeah, I mean, it was an okay show. That ending like would have put me to sleep if I didn't have Ubisoft to very loudly distract me.
Yeah, because they opened with a dance number.
Yeah. Now, was that an announcement for a new Just Dance game?
Yes. Kind of.
Because she didn't actually formally announce the game. She just, like, in the background, you saw a hashtag that said Just Dance 2017.
Well, and then she did come out after that and say that she called them the Just Dance Dancers, dance team or whatever, and then she did announce Just Dance 2017.
She did say something about NX, I remember, right?
Yeah, it's coming
to NX next year.
Right. She did?
Yeah.
I straight up blanked on
that. It's the only mention of NX so far.
Yeah.
Huh.
This conference. But there were giraffes. There were pandas with mohawks.
There was a giraffe there, that's for sure.
And girls in red, white, and blue. And the dancing line. It was weird.
Yeah. It was Ubisoft.
Exactly. I think I texted Jeff and Don. I was like, they're bringing the strange. So Just Dance 2017, then Wood, because it's the fifth time Aisha Tyler has been there. I enjoy her as a host.
No.
I love
just,
her
like,
as a host.
I thought she was great. It was just like, I was like, okay, as soon as she said that, I was like, let's repeat this bit again.
Yep.
But otherwise, no, I thought she was fine. I mean, again, they, just like at Sony's, they took time to talk about, you know, the Orlando thing, which, and they did at the PC Gamer conference as well, I should mention, right before the show started.
Yeah, it's really weird that the first couple conferences made almost no mention, and then the last few...
Actually, EA was the only one that didn't, and Bethesda didn't formally recognize it, but everybody that came out on stage had...
Microsoft also had buttons, and they had the rainbows.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't think they started off with any, like, hey, we need to...
No, they didn't. They didn't formally address it, but they definitely were showing their support for it.
So. The exception of EA, they showed support in one form or another.
It's just weird though that it became a more pronounced thing as the
it kept getting more and more elaborate each time. Like we're gonna call it out more and more.
I think because after a certain point, like you can't just be like, oh yeah, we feel really sorry about Orlando.
Right.
Video games, you know, it's like, okay, well, everybody before us has, so.
Well, it's, I mean, Aisha Tyler even said this is a weird thing to kind of
address. Awkward transition.
Especially when there's a fucking giraffe standing next to me.
Yeah, what'd you say? With a giraffe on my right and a candy cane on my left, I'm going to pivot hard now into drug territory.
Yeah.
Did anyone see Jonathan Blow's like scathing comment last night after the shows?
I heard vaguely about it. I'm gonna look it up right now. But he
dude, I thought it was pretty hard hitting. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and lie. Like, I like the guy. I think he has something. Like, he has important things to say about games. Like,
I'm trying
like a fan of him.
Anybody got that up? What?
Yeah. Okay. So the one I'm imagining. Yes, because he hadn't tweeted since June 12th, which was yesterday. My bad. But the one I'm seeing here, the ones that are displayed more prominently, says the
lesson.
Lesson of E3 game studios are working very hard to build fantasies about how cool it is to be a mass murderer.
He's not wrong. I mean, you could argue with that all you want, but I mean, I don't know you could argue that it's wrong.
I mean, that's been games though since like the Nintendo Entertainment System. So this isn't been games and movies. Like,
I think he gets to say that because his games are not that.
He's made two games.
I know, but his games are not about murdering things.
Right, you
know?
But there are plenty of other games that aren't about. Like, I mean, that's what sells. That's the big stuff. And you're talking about this is not a consumer event. This is a press event, and that's, you know, you're marketing your shit. That this is what sells. So, he likes to play outside those bounds, and that's fine. But he also has been successful because those companies have enabled him to be successful in that space. Like, Microsoft put him out there for Braid, Sony put him out there for The Witness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a discussion to be had, and some of the more, and there were a bunch of interesting titles that didn't have anything to do with violence, you know? Like,
exactly.
You know, like Steep, which we'll get to.
We're going to touch on that. Just Dance 2017, no drink in that. Like,
at some point, Notch responded to him, and they got into a little tiff, but I can't seem to find Notch's response. Not that I really care about Notch's opinion on much, because after he sold his company, he became a bit of a dick. I mean, he could afford to be a dick now,
he probably didn't become a bit of a dick. He probably always was a dick. It's just more pronounced now.
Well, I mean, now he can afford to be one because he doesn't own any company or anything. He just is a billionaire. So, I mean, you know, more power to him, I guess. It just seems like he inserts himself into places where perhaps his opinion was never needed or wanted.
But, I mean, the same could be said about Jonathan Blow, so.
I guess so, yeah.
On to murder simulators.
Yay!
Stereotypes and thank other you. Sorts of fun things.
Ghost Recon's Wildlands, March 7th.
I love how they still do, like, those, like, really stilted dialogue between the players when they do
loving.
Right?
It's like,
you can tell it's, like, super scripted.
They get made fun of it. Like,
well, because it's either the yo bro what's up, or it's what they did today where it's like where they're kind of talking in pseudo military terms.
It was way better this time than the Division last year. Was like, oh god.
They had to feign like stress and surprise and potential fear at losing. This was just like, you know, I for the Ubisoft one. I watched the Giant Bomb guys talk over it, and they were like, look, in reality, you would have one guy with a baby screaming in the background, another with a fan way too close to his microphone, so it sounds like he's playing from an airplane, and one guy would always be cursing in every single sentence.
That's me, by the way.
Yes. But, I mean, it still looked cool. Like, unfortunately, like, those things tend to distract from, like, the natural feel of the play. Like, I can't believe that that's not how the missions are actually going to go.
Oh no, it's going to because that was a perfect run, right? Like
that's like you guys have ran this like 16 times and failed.
I kept waiting
17, exactly, and you're all on point.
I kept waiting for that truck to run into the dude who was on the motorcycle and just send him off the cliff, or them to accidentally shoot the guy. But I imagine they had some things turned off, so like, hey, the guy can't die if we accidentally blow him up.
It's like being played with God mode, like. I don't know. Looks fun.
Looks fun.
I'll be playing it with Don. So.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's not going to be like my game of the year or anything, but it definitely looks like a good time.
Is that this year? March 7th.
March 7th, yeah.
So, which is awesome, because this fall is all about Battlefield.
There's a lot of games.
This fall is all about a lot of things.
Dude, and,
and Civilization.
and December is getting a little packed, too.
Yeah, some good stuff.
Specifically with Ubisoft games, but South Park: The Fractured Butthole. Oh,
I cannot wait.
Oh my god, the trailer had me fucking. The trailer had me dying, dude. When you're talking about like how they, which like, oh, you can't make the black movie first, like,
right?
I don't know.
Yeah, the trailer was so much better than when they had Matt and Trey come out. And actually, like, try to talk about the game with, I don't know who the other guy was, but there was no rapport between them. It seemed very...
It's like they never even met each other before.
Yeah, it seemed... their whole press conference seemed like a weird take on The Tonight Show, where they were like, we're going to have a bunch of guests come out, we're going to sit down on this couch, and then for 15 minutes at a time, we're going to talk about this game nonstop.
Yeah, I do think that... the thing about Ubisoft's conference today is one, it was too long, and two, it's because every game was like 20 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
They never talk about it, and then they showed the gameplay, and then they showed a fucking trailer right after.
They do like a trailer, talk about it, gameplay, another trailer. Like, it was like.
And the trailer, like half of the trailer is like stuff you just saw. I'm like, come on, guys, really? Just save the trailers for the websites later.
The origin story for the new kid was great, though.
That was pretty good, and
mom and dad fucking. Everyone's seen, like, yeah, everyone's done that. Like,
everyone's dad fucks their mom. That's how we get here.
Yeah,
I love the first game, and that's awesome that we're getting the sequel this year. Fuck yeah!
Oh yeah, that just made it into my power rankings, so I need to go edit those now. By the way,
there's gonna be major adjustments to power rankings after this, man. Oh my god!
Did we finish? Not to change the subject or anything, but have we finished this month, or is there time?
No,
to edit?
I don't think Fozzie's submitted his. I don't know if Pete did.
I didn't either. So.
I did mine. But okay. I guess we probably should have waited until after E3.
We could have all done it before. May vote.
Actually,
you can't include the E3 stuff in this one because we
didn't. Carry mine over from last month. I'll edit next month.
It is a snapshot of disappointment that I did on June 1st, where it was like, oh yeah, Horizon, it's number 2, and like, what the hell else? Ukulele. It's like my whole list is just completely obliterated, and
but now you can have a nice new list.
Yeah.
Which it might be hard to honestly fit everything I want on there. There's a lot of stuff coming out.
I'm a little concerned. Don, you were the only one that was really high on The Division. I thought it was okay. Do you care about these expansions that are coming? Yeah, the survival one looks pretty cool.
I really want to. Like, I need to get into that game again. Like, tomorrow, I'm going to play that game tomorrow and see if it can suck me back into it. Otherwise, it's going to be a lost cause and it's going to drop a few places. But I want to. I really want to get back into it. And that sounds exciting, but...
They talked about two expansion packs. One was like The Underground, which they had already talked about.
Yeah, which is coming very soon.
Yeah, right.
And then Survival.
And then there was also like another thing that was like, hey, we know you guys like Splinter Cell. How about instead of a new game, we just give you like a skin?
Yeah, right. I was expecting Splinter Cell at the end, and no.
Yeah.
So that they showcased The Division, which I guess is doing really well for them.
That's good.
And I think the second game could be really cool.
The game was really fun. Game was,
they brought out a bunch of people after that, though, onto the Ubisoft stage, including one Palmer Luckey. That guy is a tool.
Yes, yeah.
I don't remember this. What is
Does
this?
He not wear shoes ever?
No.
He's wearing sandals.
Nope. I actually think it would have been really great had he come in wearing socks.
Oh my god.
Wait, are you guys talking about the weird guy with the cane?
No, that's the For Honor guy. We'll get to him later.
Yeah, no.
We're talking about the inventor of...
When they came out to play Eagle Flight VR.
Oh, God.
And that game actually looked fun.
Yeah,
game was really kind of weird. And then my favorite part was when they cut to what do you call it, to just them playing, and you just see everybody's necks craning around like bird, like literal birds looking for food.
My girlfriend saw that. She's like, they look so weird. Like, they're all just, like, putting their heads around, you know.
But, with, like, that whole thing, because they had what was, like, a three-on-three match or whatever, and they're all on stage. It looked so fucking awkward.
Right.
Yeah.
The game I like the concept.
Yeah. The thing I thought was weird, though, is, like, if you're playing in VR, I would not want to see, like, the tip of the bird's, like, beak or whatever, like, the way they had that.
That helps you aim the shot, because you have, like, a little sonic boom type thing. And so I think instead of there being a crosshair, it just sort of helps you. Also, I think if you didn't, you would get motion sick immediately. I actually think that there is, a stabilizer, almost like you can see your nose, kind of. You know, like, I think that's there to prevent everybody from vomiting instantly.
You don't think there's an option to adjust your camera, like a car game where it could be like, you can see like the bird car?
I think if it's outside the bird, then the game is broken and pointless.
All right.
I think the whole point, their vision is for you to be the bird, but I also think, like,
be the bird.
Exactly, yeah. Sorry. I think part of the point of the game is like, oh, hey, your opponent can come out of nowhere and you can't see him, so he can just surprise the shit out of you and kill you.
I guess that doesn't make sense.
Speaking of VR,
Star Trek Bridge Crew.
Which I liked only because... I liked the little thing they showed with the other Star Trek people because they, like... what's his name?
LeVar Burton?
Thank you.
Yeah.
He looks old as fuck, by the way. That's the next one here.
Yes. but I mean, he always has. Like, do you remember when he was doing the Reading Rainbow Kickstarter?
Mm-hmm.
That dude is literally just being held together by probably his own sheer will. I don't know what is going on at this point, but...
Hopes and dreams of children that read.
Every time a child reads their books, he sucks their soul.
Yep. And he gets to live for another day.
I'm not saying that the concept of this game is bad. Actually, the concept actually is appealing to me. I just think it looks goofy as fuck.
It does, and I don't think there's any way for it to be serious in VR terms, not as the technology stands now.
It looks like Star Trek Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I'm kind of okay with that. Like, if it just gives you a couple scenarios, because it's not going to be super in-depth, I imagine.
I like the idea, though, of a VR game where you are, like, kind of hanging out with friends in a room doing something.
Totally agreed.
So it's good use of that franchise, but, like, I'm just not a Star Trek fan, so that's...
The only problem, and a bunch of people were tweeting about this, is, like, okay, in what world, besides a LAN party, am I going to have four PCs in a room?
Don.
What?
Tell him what your son said.
Oh, God, yeah, he's like, oh... That looks awesome. There's four of us. We could all play it. I was like, no. Like, each headset's like $1,000. Of course, I, you know, spun that up a little bit.
If you want to give me a kidney,
$1,000. You'd all have to have a laptop or at least some sort of PC that can run VR.
Well, wait until the Scorpio comes out and you can buy a 360. Or, God fucking damn it, an Xbox One. I keep saying 360 when talking about this thing. Really.
I also wrote this down. He kind of sounded like one of those infomercial salespeople,
LeVar Burton.
Yeah, like when you turn on TV at like 2:30 in the morning and they're trying to sell you a juicer or something. That's him trying to sell this to me. That's what it kind of felt like.
This is what we've been waiting for.
Yes.
But I also do love how she's trying to talk to him. I literally can't.
Is it Aisha Tyler?
Thank you. I was going to say Ashley Tyler. And she's just like, so what was it like? And he just sort of gives her this stare of like, you know that it wasn't real, right? Like, she's just like, how does it feel to be back on the Enterprise in the ship? And you just see the gears turn in his head like, I deal with people like this all the time. they come to me at conventions and they understand it was just a TV show. And, and then he just, he goes on about his techno babble and stuff. And I was like, okay, so... I kind of, he gets that it was total, nonsense, but...
Yeah.
I think that's one of those things that, it was... You couldn't show that in a way like you showed Eagle Flight, because...
Right.
Then it's even goofier.
Oh, yeah. I think when we get to it, Sony did a good job of not putting people with a fucking headset on their stage, because it looks stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Eagle Flight thing was okay. Like, I think because it's a competitive game, you can understand why maybe some people look ridiculous while it's going on.
And just for the most part, like, I mean, they did pan out a couple times and show them on stage, but for the most part, they stayed in game and that worked. Like, it was like, I get what this is. It's capture the flag, but with birds, like,
and a rabbit.
Yeah, whatever. But it was interesting to say the least.
And Jeff, your dream came true.
Was that?
They showed some For Honor.
They did.
That was not my dream.
Well, but you were like, I want it, so they're not going to have it. But they have.
I don't know. I think it looks okay. Like, I'm not.
It looked better last year than it did this year. Am I the only one that felt that?
I thought that the multiplayer looks more interesting.
Right.
I don't want to play the multiplayer.
Yeah, I want to be. I want to be a samurai. Goddammit. That's what
the single player looks like. Like a Dynasty Warriors type game, but like with a little bit more going on.
Yeah, so with more robust combat.
I like that combat system. That looks pretty neat. Where like you get three different stances, and so you can like shift and parry and stuff, and it can be more. Like I would love a Star Wars game actually with that kind of system, so you can
lightsabers. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah. I'm interested in it. Like I was not interested in. I know Jeff, you and Don were coming out of last year, and you've been pretty high on it all year long.
I still am.
And this turned me onto it. I now want to play it. So.
Yeah, and it's a February game, which I think is a really good slot for it. Mm-hmm.
February 14th. There's a lot in February, though. February and March games.
Like Battlefield,
Horizon Zero Dawn is like the end of February.
Yeah, buddy.
Then they showed Grow Up, the sequel to Grow Home.
I didn't play Grow Home, but I heard it was well received. Did you guys?
Jeff did not like it.
The controls. I was watching it with some of our like other friends with like Aaron and some people, and right away like two of us were like the controls suck. We both said that. Like I think who the fuck was it? Brad Shoemaker or whatever at Giant Bomb was like all high on it last year.
He put it up on like his Game of the Year list.
He's fucking nuts. Like it's not. It's okay. Like and $80.
He compared it to like Mario 64.
Absolutely not.
Okay, but the dude has been known to be hyperbolic about a lot of things. True. I mean, he was obsessed with Destiny and stuff. You know,
Hey, what's wrong with that?
Grow Home is like it's okay as an $8 game, which is what it is. But like the controls are like you're not having fun, dude. It's not Mario 64. It's not a normal platformer. And I won't be buying another one. I barely played the first one. So.
Well, this one's out in August, so I'm curious if it's another like if it's a full scale game or if it's another like.
I think it's another downloadable game.
I think that's good for that series.
Yeah,
and they should keep them cheap because I don't know, dude. Like I would say if you're curious, just go download the first one. It's cheap, but like it's I didn't think it's very good. I really don't. I was very surprised that I checked it out because of how much he talked it up on their Game of the Year, and I was like, this is not the return of platformers that he was talking about. Like that's just gonna be ukulele.
Yes.
Yes.
And
we'll get there. then they showed Trials of the Blood Dragon, which is out right now, and everyone can play it except Jeff.
I've been trying to download it since I took a nap. I woke up, it was at 99%, and then it said installation pause, and then it just disappeared, and it went back to like the games I can download on Xbox One. So I like clicked on it, and it started again at 0%.
Oh no!
Last I checked, it's at 52%. Like I'm really aggravated right now. I want to play it.
But
their entrance was so good.
Interesting.
Oh man.
But it's a Blood Dragon game, but also a Trials game. So Blood Dragon is this weird thing that they're gonna. This is a quote from Jeff. They need to Blood Dragon all their franchises.
I would.
Fuck yeah! Like that should be like their own thing. Like where it's like. Do a Blood Dragon, Assassin's Creed, whatever. Like, I don't care. Like, I will buy anything Blood Dragon. I love the music and the 80s aesthetic.
Say it's like an 80s retro throwback.
I loved how this was like the way they did the trailer was like a toy commercial.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's how the original trailer was for the original Blood Dragon was like that.
Yeah, that's their the estate. I love it. Could you imagine like a Rayman Blood Dragon, like as like the craziest? A Watch Dogs Blood Dragon.
Oh my god! I'm so excited.
I mean, Blood Dragon at all.
Watch Dogs already is kind of its own Blood Dragon, but.
I'm so excited to play it though, because on top of it, I love Trials. You know what I mean? So I'm just gonna get this trippy '80s version of Trials. It's like, oh man, I can't wait. Like, I hope it's done by the time we're done with this podcast. And like, if it pauses at 99% again, I'm gonna lose my mind. I don't know what we're gonna do. Like,
Then they spent 20 minutes on Assassin's Creed the movie. They brought out, was it Frank Marshall?
Yep. Like in the film world is a big deal, but like there's no reason to have him come out.
You don't need him on stage for this, no.
And not for 20 minutes either.
Nope.
And we got another weird behind the scenes / movie footage trailer that made me more than disinterested in the movie. But
I don't care about Assassin's Creed, so it's just. It's hard for me to care.
Like they couldn't have a conference without some mention of Assassin's Creed. I was like, oh, maybe they're just going to tease next year's game. And I was like,
did they say they're making a Watch Dogs movie?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. They're getting a little ahead of themselves there. Like
it's been optioned, and the Division has also been optioned.
No.
Why do they need to make movies out of all their games? Like
I don't know because I mean, Prince of Persia, despite not being, it being average, was actually made them a lot of money.
Well, I guess maybe then that's what they're thinking.
And, I mean, Don, the Division has Jake Gyllenhaal attached to it, so...
No!
So weird, dude. Like,
that movie, like, the funny thing is that, like, that movie is so easy to write. Like, that seems like a no-brainer. Like, Watch Dogs, maybe, on the other hand, I'm like, what do you do to make that... Like, Division's an easy movie to make interesting. I'm sorry.
You make Hackers, again.
Well, that's kind of what they're doing with Watch Dogs 2. It's like, it's got a super campy vibe to it, which...
I like it. I really like it.
Not taking itself as seriously.
It looks like a lot...
I wish it leaned into it a little bit more. Just a touch.
Yeah, just a tad more.
But, like, I like that the city, and it's supposed to be San Francisco, but it's super vibrant. It gave me kind of like a Vice City vibe, like with the life that's going on there. Like, their version of Chicago was super dark and gritty and
generic.
I was going to say, geographically incorrect.
Very incorrect, yeah. There's fucking giant mountains in the background. Like, dude, Illinois is flat as hell, dude. We have no mountains.
But yeah, that Watch Dogs trailer was pretty good. I'm interested in that.
Yeah, I don't know if I buy it right away, but like I definitely think it looks a lot better than the first one. Just
there's
just
a lot coming out right around then. Yeah. It's November 15th, so
I don't know. The change in tone though is definitely a step in the right direction. Yep. We're realizing how ridiculous it is, and it's good.
And then they ended on one that I am super pumped for. Steep.
Me too. I'm with you, dude.
Which looks kind of like this crazy open world SSX type of thing, but like a extreme sports, skiing, snowboarding, windsuiting, paragliding. It's insane. Like you, looks like you all have GoPro attached to your head. You can create your own challenges, and it looks awesome.
I don't know why that's not VR compatible. Like, or like if it is, they didn't mention that.
It's probably too intense for VR, actually.
Yeah, it sounds like another like, hey, you're gonna vomit.
Not so much that. Like, I bet like that actually looked really good. Like that, those mountains look really good, and it's a huge open world. Like, there's a lot of space.
It's like very data intensive.
Yes. So like your computer would probably blow up.
I know, but. So what are you saying? I can't have games that look good in VR? Come on, man. Come on.
Well, no, not that you can't have games that look good. Games that look good and are that big. At this point, I just don't think it's possible.
Yeah.
And as far as getting sick, though, I want games that push the limit, kind of. Like, I want to feel something out of it, you know? Like,
sure, but the second a game makes somebody that sick is the second that people start to look at VR and be like,
nope.
Like, everybody has to be real careful, I think, now.
I'll keep a bucket by me. It's all right.
You will, but, like, the first time some normal people throw up. Like, you know what? Like, because you're going to be like, here, try this, and you put it on your girlfriend's head, and she's like vomits, and she's like, "Fuck that! I never want to touch it again."
Yeah,
I'm making her play Resident Evil 7 in VR. That's gonna be fucking hilarious.
I don't know if that'll make you vomit for the same reasons, but
I don't want to see her vomit. I want to see her cry.
Fair enough.
Jesus. So that was Ubisoft.
That was Ubisoft.
It was long.
Yeah, the funny thing is, you only listed what I'm looking at a recap, and this list has everything on it except the movie. So 11 games spread out over 2 hours.
Yep.
Yeah, it was boring.
I mean, they spent 20 minutes on South Park and that awkward section. They spent 20 minutes on the movie. There was the 10-minute opening number.
Yeah, For Honor's demo lasted a little bit longer than I thought it would. It had a trailer and then gameplay, which was cool because I was glad to see gameplay. I guess that was fun. And that dude with the Viking voice and stuff, like, he's kind of dope. Like, the actual
The game designer, yeah.
I had himself a fancy cane. That was cool.
All right, and then there was a break.
Now, real quick, did you watch the very end when they had like all the teams came out and Egomon did his thing? Did that seem like a real desperate plea of, oh God, we really want to stay independent, and this is why we should really stay independent? Because
I took it more like we've been here for 30 fucking years. This is like a celebration. Like, I guess you could look at the undertones of like, please save us, please. Like, I didn't take it that way though, so. I don't know. But,
Yeah, so Sony.
Yeah, so Sony came,
They came, baby. They came all over my face.
Like, you know, with that 5-minute, orchestral intro.
Dude, that chick was weirding me out. The girl was like, musical
numbers, that was a better musical number, you know?
Sure. She was weird. Yeah. It was a little weird. Then they jumped into God of War.
I think does not look correct.
No, I think it looks better.
No, it doesn't look like a God of War game.
Exactly. They did 4 games like that already. Let's pivot now. Actually, well, they did 4 pivot on console, and they did 2.
I'm kind of with Jeff. Like, I'm of two minds. Jeff said it didn't look like a God of War game, and I said I think it feels like a God of War game. I haven't played it, but like God of War to me is character action, you know, cinematic melee combat, and I think that it still hits that, but it is this weird open world, and as you know, when I was talking with Jeff during the conference, it was kind of like they've made a generic open world game. Like, it feels like every other game.
It doesn't like God of War has that like kind of fixed dynamic camera that you don't control, it'll sometimes go into like really cinematic angles and stuff. And this was just like it turned it into a standard third person action game where it's like that standard over the shoulder camera. Weird, but and then an open world is weird too.
Like cinematic like deaths and stuff, you know, like when he was like killing some of those dudes, and I think that's from a very early portion in the game because they might not have wanted to give away any quote story details.
That kid's gonna die.
Yeah, or Kratos will die at the end. You'll play as the kid in the end.
Right,
that's what I was thinking. I was thinking Kratos is gonna die after the beginning, and then it's gonna be like 20 years later. You're the kid grown up. Right. That's possible.
That's what I think.
Somebody's fucking dying.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like Dad Kratos. I think he's hilarious looking in the best way.
This is weird.
He doesn't look like a dad. He still looks all buff.
Going like, your mom taught you how to do that, right, kid?
Fucking awesome.
I loved how a room full of journalists were like fanboying out over God of War. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
They're like coming in their pants and shit.
I thought it looked really pretty. But yeah. I need more. Like I will play because it's God of War, but I am not hyped for that game at all.
If we see more and it's more towards the Norse mythology, which it seems to be, then that's a pretty strong hook for me.
God of War Skyrim edition, bro.
We'll see. I mean, there was definitely like some sort of experience system going on, like like archery. Like when he shot the deer, like he got 50 experience points for archery, and there was a something for tracking, and so it's like, there looks like there's some sort of upgrade system. They'll probably be showing more over the next little bit. That game was not dated, so.
Oh God, that's a 2017-18 game, easy.
Yeah, at the earliest.
17 really be pushing it, I think. I honestly think that's an 18 game. Early.
It's very, very possible.
I don't know. They're kind of shorter action games. Who knows?
But if
it's going to go open world instead of a scripted experience. Longer,
2020.
Like, this could be like, it could be February 2018, much like Horizon. You know.
Yeah, maybe. It might be a good slot for it, too.
Yeah, I think early in the year. I don't know if God of War carries the pull it used to go head-to-head in the fall.
It did with those journalists.
I mean,
they were so ready to love Mike or Sony at the beginning of it. It was like, oh, yeah, Sony, I love you. You're right.
But I also think, again, like, there's not necessarily any other games coming out that are like God of War, so it kind of fits its own audience segment again.
Sure.
Third-person action game? There's like
In terms of like large ones, you know, like if there were like a Bayonetta going up against this or Devil May Cry.
I don't know. Like two games after God of War was Horizon, and I think that looks like a better type of game.
Yeah.
Very similar too.
I didn't consider them even part of the same genre, but I guess
They look very similar, like open world kind of exploratory combat games. But Horizon looks more mechanically diverse.
Yeah, and God of War looks a little more maybe narrative driven.
Sure.
It seemed a little slower.
Well, definitely more linear.
Right.
I would say.
But yeah, I don't know. Those and like, you know, half of the other games that they announced all look pretty close.
Horizon Zero Dawn looked really good though, I thought.
I like that we got another gameplay taste since we'd already gotten the story trailer last week.
Yeah, I'm interested in that game a lot. They showed what Sony Bend is working on. It's called Days Gone, which we will touch on that again towards the end of here. But I actually texted Jeff, asked him if it was a Last of Us game.
A lot of people were thinking that.
That's what I thought at first, too.
The only thing that like held me back on it is I was like, it doesn't look as visually impressive as I would expect from Naughty Dog, so that's why I was.
But I knew it wasn't a Naughty Dog game; it was a Bend game, which Bend, I believe, is the team that worked on Golden Abyss.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep.
Yes, they are. Yep.
So
I just, they've been known... the last.
What was that?
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but I'm saying if we got a Last of Us 2, it has to look amazing.
That's what, like, I think I actually watched the Sony stream on through IGN, and one of them, I don't know which, it was the girl, I think.
Miranda?
No. Amanda? Is that her name? Silver hair?
Yeah. I don't know.
Don't know her name, but yeah.
Anyway, she said that, like, they were making predictions before, and I think she said a Last of Us game, but not a sequel. So,
like a side story.
Yeah. So that would have made sense for like a Bend, and then this kind of started off with that look and vibe.
Well, it ends with that look and vibe. It's, you know, it's an end of the world kind of zombie type thing going on, but it's definitely, I don't think it's the same world. There wasn't
Alana. That's who you're talking about.
Alana. Yeah. So they showed that, but we'll get back to that because they ended the show with that as well.
Strange. Yeah, that was really
weird. That was a little weird formatting-wise.
Then they pooped out The Last Guardian.
Hey, I think it looked good, actually. Like,
I don't think Sony thinks it looks good.
Yeah, well, it's like parts of it looked strange, but like I liked the art style when they showed just the kid's face. It looked like a cartoon. Like it was.
I do. No, cool. I think that all those studios games have had like distinctive art style and they look great. Sony pushing it out October 25th.
Bad idea.
They put that game out to die.
I think at this point they've already written it off as a loss, and they're just like, as a public facing move, we just need to kick it to the curb so that way it's out there. If people want to buy it, we make some extra money on the side, but on the books, we've already, it's a lost cause. I mean, it's been in development for what, 10 years?
Yep.
So what else comes out that day, I guess?
Everything comes out.
I know, like, everything comes out this fall, but like, what else comes out that day? is my question.
I don't think anything on
that Battlefield?
Is it Battlefield?
Battlefield, no. Like, I think that's a Friday, and then Battlefield's like the Tuesday after that.
Okay.
Battlefield
20, pretty close.
28th?
Yeah.
But two totally different audiences there.
Yeah, but so, I'm the type of audience that would buy both.
Like if you want this, that week is Civilization 6 is the 21st. World of Final Fantasy is the same day, the 25th.
Oh, can't wait for that one.
The remaster of Skyrim is the 28th. And Titanfall 2 is also the 28th.
All right. Yep,
Battlefield 1 is the 18th.
Yeah, yeah. They definitely do that.
There's something on the 20th, too, that's pretty big.
I don't. I'm looking at the Metacritic release thing. It doesn't have it here.
I'm trying to think. It's like another shooter. Fuck.
Gears is the 11th.
There's something on the 20th for sure, dude.
Let me look it up. Maybe Wikipedia has it.
But it's to me that's yeah. It's very much a. We have to release this thing. We're gonna release it. Dead smack in the middle of when everybody else is releasing stuff and hope nobody notices.
Yeah.
Like, and maybe it turns out good. Maybe I'm like, but one, those games from, is it Team ICO?
Yeah.
They don't sell particularly well.
No, they're art house titles.
Yeah. No, yeah, but their fans are like fucking noisy.
Rabid
shit.
And nuts.
Right,
yeah.
Right, exactly. Obnoxious. I loved ICO. Don't get me wrong. I loved that game. That game was fucking phenomenal,
but yeah, like they make it out to be that it's like that these games are way bigger than
right.
They actually are.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, then Horizon Zero Dawn, which we talked about. Then they showed off a Quantum Dream, Quantum Dream's new game.
Detroit I almost thought Quantum Break's new game.
Yeah, I've been trying. I've been like, oh, that's Quantum Break. No, that's the. Fucking,
I couldn't think of their names in life for me.
It's Detroit Become Human. The next game from the Heavy Rain. Yeah.
As usual, it's a little on the nose with all of its fun little politics and stuff and themes, but I like how they portrayed the branching storyline stuff. That was cool.
Yeah, it looks like there's way more choice.
Yeah, like even one small thing doesn't give you an option, and so now because of that, you can no longer like you know there are five ways this could go badly, and.
Right.
You know, it'll be really hard to, you know, figure out which one that is. So that looks cool.
It's a game I'm interested in, though. So
yeah. No date on that one either, though.
Nope.
October 20th is Titanfall.
October 20th is Titanfall. Battlefield is 28th.
Are you sure? Because everything I've looked at says 28th for Titanfall. Unless they pushed it. They moved it up a week or something.
When's Battlefield 1?
The 18th.
Oh, wait, what? I thought that was the 21st.
No, I'm looking at Battlefield 1 is October 21st.
21st, yeah, okay. Same day.
Okay, so I had them mixed up. So Battlefield comes out the 21st, and then Titanfall the 28th, and then...
Yeah. Last Guardian in the middle.
I guess it's just the only week you can release games, guys. That's just it. Yeah, you can't have games otherwise.
Yeah, well, unless you're Capcom and you're releasing Resident Evil 7 in... January.
Motherfucking yes.
Which, oh my God. Did that trailer say 7?
Yes.
Yes.
It said 7 in the Roman numeral. So
okay.
The,
and it turned into Resident Evil.
Yeah, I totally missed it afterwards.
Holy shit, dude. That trailer, I watched it again, and it's fucking, like, first off, they're going a completely fresh approach to Resident Evil, which... Dear Lord, did that series need it? Like, it was so stagnated with the kind of action games that they were trying to do. I would be fine if they went back to the roots and just did like an old Resident Evil, but it's way more exciting to me that they're going.
It's like a PT type thing.
Yeah,
you can play the first. Is it what's the demo called Beginning Hour, which I guess is probably the first hour of the game. Now the demo is available exclusively to all PlayStation Plus subscribers.
Shut up. Like, I can go down this tonight?
Yeah.
So
Is this coming to Xbox One, or...?
Yes, it's on all the
Resident Evil
systems.
Will, yeah.
Okay.
But it will have a PlayStation VR... I'm reading Capcom, they put out a big post afterwards.
Oh, I see, yeah.
You can play the entire game in PlayStation VR.
Yeah. Now, it is a first-person game.
Right.
So, via first-person creepy door opening scenes in Resident Evil 7 ramps up the tension with an immersion, first-person view, and photorealistic graphical style. So it seems to be like, you know, PT the game. like the full game.
Yeah.
Let's see. Playing in the game with VR mode escalates the selling of attention. That's right. The full gameplay experience is available and included in PlayStation VR mode from beginning to end. Blah, 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 blah. It is revolves a foreboding derelict plantation mansion in rural America. Players must explore and survive within the mysterious sprawling state. So it goes back to, like, hey, we're in one place instead of, like, a whole country. And then, yeah, there's the demo. Pre-orders are available already for the PlayStation version. Pre-orders for Xbox One and PC will be available soon.
Oh, my God.
Release date is January 24th.
Also in the trailer, I liked, like, near the end of the trailer, there's, like, really colorful scenes that they showed. Like, there was one where you're, like, driving down this long drive towards, like, a mansion, like, a long driveway, uh-huh. and there was, like, a bunch of, like, it was really brightly lit with a bunch of trees lined up alongside of it.
Or the end.
And then they showed you, like, approaching the mansion, too, and you see someone in the window, and, oh, my God, dude! Like, just, I couldn't be more excited that they, like, they found inspiration again for this series. Like,
yeah,
and the fact that it's going to be... The fact that it's going to be like a launch window VR title too. That you could play it. Yeah, sure, you just play it normal. But like that's going to be one of my first VR experiences. Like, man, that just that's the game of the show for me. Like, easily, and it didn't show much, but it was just.
So Jeff, are you you getting the PlayStation VR this fall?
Yeah, I have it pre-ordered.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I got the $500 one with the packing game.
Yeah.
Jeff is our guinea pig on this.
Indeed. Oh, excellent. Our resident VR reporter.
I hear the tech is there. It's just a matter of the games. So.
Right.
At least it looks like we're getting some games, kind
of. It also was one of the few games that we didn't know about ahead of time.
There, I mean, there was also
I heard about seven. I heard multiple rumblings of seven beforehand.
There was speculation.
There was speculation, but it was never any of those things where it was like, oh, hey... Oh, this is totally happening. It was like, well, yes, obviously they're going to make a 7 at some point, but...
Well, I had heard that the team behind the kitchen demo, which is supposedly the most frightening VR demo out there,
that looked really good.
Was working on a new game for Capcom, and that it was very heavily rumored that it was a Resident Evil title.
And this was it, like, because they had the kitchen.
That's
the kitchen
what this was, yeah.
The kitchen was heavily factored into that trailer tonight.
Oh, okay. Okay, I was mixing up the two.
Dude, oh my God, I'm excited.
I'm super pumped for a new Resident Evil. That is not Resident Evil 6 because that game was hot garbage.
Yeah, that was about the last. That was about the only good thing I got out of tonight was the Resident Evil 7.
It's dude, and we get to play it tonight. What the fuck? I had no idea.
I don't, because I'm not paying for PlayStation Plus to play that demo.
I renewed it just to try out the Uncharted 4 multiplayer. And
something I would renew it for.
Also because Tropico 5 was free and I wanted to try that. And I was like, whatever.
I can see that. That's at least legit, Jeff.
That's a good one.
I just did the 3
and the,
thing,
so. And the trailer that they have on the YouTube thing while we're speaking about Resident Evil is different than the one they showed on stage.
It's longer, I think.
It's 3 minutes, yeah, and it's not just, hey, here's the demo we took off stage.
Yeah, that's the one I rewatched after the show, so I recommend you guys go back and look at it. It's similar. It's just longer.
I don't know if you need to sell any of us on this Resident Evil game, though, Jeff.
Jeff really wants to know.
Go check it out, though, for like the last 30 seconds when there's some like brightly lit areas. It's kind of cool.
Then they showed a weird first-person sci-fi game, Farpoint.
Giant enemy spiders?
Sure. It looked like generic sci-fi shooter.
Yeah.
I guess it's a VR game. I don't know. Did not strike me as a VR game.
No, it definitely
is. I stopped paying attention at this point.
You got to look at the way the weapons were moving. Yeah, the VR stuff, the VR stuff didn't stop until Call of Duty.
Yeah, I had like 4 text conversations.
Yeah, they were very VR focused. The Battlefront VR mission.
Yeah.
Looks like you're in an X-Wing. Batman Arkham VR, which they didn't really show any of. Then there was the Final Fantasy 15 VR experience.
Which really, like, I love that they just opened with you just looking at Sydney, because I was like, okay, that's really what this game is about. But we got to include some combat so everyone doesn't think we're crazy perverts. It's like, right. No.
It's like let's have a VR experience so you can look at some digitized boobs. Like,
yeah.
That VR demo, boobs. Like that final another Final Fantasy 15 trailer weird. Demo thing that looked like garbage.
Yeah, it's slowly. Oh God, I want that. I think game
Jeff
so
got
bad,
up at that point and said to tell him what was going on.
Yeah, I had to go. I went to the store to get beer. I didn't have any fancy beer here, so.
But you didn't really miss anything because then it was Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. You could play that in VR too, right?
I think guess. So. Like that was kind of the only problem I had with the conference was that at that point I couldn't tell. If it was like, hey, you can play some of these like cockpit Eve Valkyrie looking segments in VR.
Right.
And then they got onto the ship and stuff, and it was the Call of Duty. So it was like, okay, well, this is obviously way too precise to be in VR, so I'm not really sure what they're going for.
They showed Modern Warfare Remastered.
Yeah, that was weird.
Can't wait.
So that's actually the bulk of the show. Then they came back out and they announced Crash 1, 2, and what's the
3?
3. They had a name. There was a subtitle for
Warped.
That one.
Warped something.
I don't know why he called it that because Crash Bandicoot 2 has a subtitle as well. He could have just gone with.
Yeah, because he was like Crash 1, 2, and then I guess he said Warped. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Well, I'm confused.
He should have just said the first three Crash Bandicoot games.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they're being remastered for PS4.
Yeah,
no, I don't know what that means.
The screenshots here, the screenshots, I guess they're from the Skylanders thing. So yeah, I guess it's sort of like, hey, like, does that mean they're putting it in like a PS4 engine and they're just gonna like Unreal 4 the whole thing, or because that would be pretty cool and I would totally rebuy those like that. But if it's just like. What?
You think it's completely remastered, like rebuilt from the ground up? I mean, there's no way you could just touch those games up and re-release them. It has to be.
Yeah, because I mean, they're already on the store in their current state. So.
Yeah, and their current state, like, there's. I'm sorry, like that. It doesn't work. Like, there's no way. You have to rebuild those games from the ground up, and.
Yeah.
This is Activision. I bet you they don't do a hot job here.
No.
I don't know. Who knows?
I mean, I hope, because I would love, like, he came out and he did that, and I was like, oh, shit.
Also, I'm not the biggest Crash fan, so I don't really, I can't say much here, but I think.
Yeah. No, I get that. Really, I mean, I grew up with those games, though. Even though they got real bad later on, those first four games are still really awesome.
So. I never had a PlayStation 1, so I'm not into them at all. I played Crash 2, and I was like, wow, this is dated as fuck and unplayable. But it was funny because my girlfriend was in the kitchen and she heard like the music start and she's like, I know this. And she like ran over.
Yeah, no, that's what happened to me excited. Too.
She got super excited. Like, I guess she played them pretty extensively when she was younger. So I don't know. That's cool for her, I guess. I don't. Yeah. I guess I'll get it for sure. You know,
I'll try it out if they are actually redoing it from the ground up. So
they've got to be.
Like, I don't know if it'll work for me, but I'll give it a go. And evidently, he's going to show up in Skylanders, where you can now make your own Skylanders. So what do you even need the toys for?
Yeah,
the toys will have the pieces and that, or something. I guess like, hey, in order to get access to these particular Skylander pieces, you need to buy this thing. Figure.
I don't know. I'm out on that. I was out on Skylanders 2 years ago, so we're out. I think we're out completely anyway because Infinity's done. So.
And then they showed a very long trailer for Lego Star Wars.
Yeah, what the Awakens. Fuck was that? That game is out in 2 weeks.
That reminded me of the conference where Infamous 2 came out the week before, but they still showed a trailer for Infamous 2 at the conference.
But it's like, at least Infamous 2, or any like Infamous type game, makes sense because it's a Sony-developed game. This is a Warner Brothers-developed game for a Disney property. Lego, yeah. Like
it's, I don't know, my Lego kids were all over it.
Oh yeah, no, I'm like, I think it looks amazing, but why did you spend 5 minutes on it in your fucking conference? Like,
yeah, that was
go. Weird. You can play the demo on PS4 right now. Like that was it. Like
I don't care about those Lego games, but it did make me laugh when they were showing the trailer for that, and it was Kylo Ren's like he had like a teenager's bedroom.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Like they do a great job with the humor in those games.
Oh my god,
the whole thing was weird. Like,
yeah, it was. that was probably the only weak link in the whole show, really. Right,
like, so I checked out after Horizon, Detroit.
Resident Evil.
I liked their first. Then they did that whole VR bit, and I checked out after Resident Evil.
Oh, really?
I watched it all, but I have no interest in Farpoint, Battlefront VR.
Oh, no, Batman, I don't. I'm not talking about that, but I mean, you didn't come back in?
No. Kojima. Like, that was. I texted Jeff, and I'm like, this is the most excited I've been for this since Horizon. Anything in this show since Horizon. Like, Death Stranding. There was no gameplay. It was a cinematic trailer.
Well, that's Kojima,
Of naked Norman Reedus surrounded by dead animals.
You know, he said he was going to make a game with that dude, and God damn it, he was going to make a game with that dude.
I like that, like, something came out of PT. Besides other games being
even
inspired
if it's
by it,
the fucking weirdest thing ever, man. Like, something.
We don't know what it is. Like,
I'm all over this.
Kojima Unleashed.
Some sort of nutty environmentalist thing. Like, I'm all over this crap. It's crazy.
Did he have that baby?
Yes.
That's what it looked like.
He had a C-section scar on his stomach.
They stole his baby.
Yeah, like, what the
hell? Norman Reedus' baby.
You guys must have paid way more attention than I did.
He woke up, naked Norman Reedus woke up, and the baby, like, had a cord attached to it, like a black cord, and that was his umbilical cord. And then he was holding the baby and snuggling the baby, and then he woke up, and he had black hands and weird baby footprints appearing, and then he had a scar on his stomach, like he had a C-section.
And then he had, like, a bunch of thumb drives around his neck, and... Then there were five figures above the ocean.
Fucking weird. It was awesome. It's just batshit insane.
I do think it's funny, though, because, like, they're just like, we got Kojima, and they usher him out, and people go batshit crazy. But, like, he doesn't. This game is not coming out until 2020.
Yeah. the guy's just a rock star, though, I guess. You know, like, I never was into his games until the last one, the last Metal Gear Solid he did.
Like, I love Kojima. That man is he is a rock star, but, like, I think people go batshit crazy. Like, this is a conference, and they bring something out here that's not anywhere close to ever
and
coming out.
That, so. Like, out of everything that we've talked about that we're excited for, we've mentioned that there are either no dates or they're all next year.
Yeah, there's very little on here that have dates. So.
Yeah, and so that's kind of, like, the stark difference between, like,
Microsoft and Sony.
Like, Sony, like, Microsoft came out and they talked about games that we already knew existed, with the exception of, I won't count Dead Rising against them, because that was supposed to be a thing for them.
Well,
but otherwise,
Horizon wasn't announced previously.
But you knew that was going to come anyway.
Kind of, yeah. Because, I mean, it's a series. They're on a yearly schedule.
Yeah. You knew about Gears. You knew about...
You knew about Halo Wars.
You figured... knew about ReCore already. But all those games are coming out by the end of the year. Everything you've seen at that conference, with the exception of even Final Fantasy, there was maybe one or two games. I think
Halo Wars
is next year, but everything else is coming out by the end of the year. Right? So, but Sony, on the other hand, like, if you want, like, new, like, unannounced titles, like, you go to them, but you got to also know you're going to see these spread out over the next 4 or 5 years, depending on the title.
Yep. I bet that Spider-Man game has just started production, so we're not seeing that for 2 years.
But I think Insomniac working on a Spider-Man game...
It's awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
Nothing to that trailer.
It is PS4 exclusive. They come out and said.
Sense, though. Like, I mean, Sony is going to... Sony's producing that next movie. Activision, I think, no longer has the rights to Spider-Man for video games. So.
No, I think once Disney bought them, after a couple of years, they rescinded.
Yeah. So, I mean, it makes sense that, you know, Sony's going to try and do something with this. So
that was the second time in Sony's show after Resident Evil where I just started screaming, like, oh, my God, this is actually happening. And they had two moments of that in the Sony conference. No other conference had that, where I was just, oh, my God, oh, my God.
I don't know. For me, it's like, yeah, it's happening, but when? Like, I think that's more where I'm at. Like, I'm really, this is really cool, but when? When can I play it? Because they showed 12 seconds of Spider-Man.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's these are things that by Thursday, when we have episode 311, everyone will have had their interviews, their post-shows and pre-shows.
Yeah, we'll know a little more.
I mean, as it is, Kojima's on Keeley's show right now talking about his game, so there'll probably be some more details there. I was complaining about no Mass Effect details, and a bunch of that stuff came out in post-show content. You know, they gave out the name for the character and stuff and this and that, you know, we might find out more how far along some of these games are in the other stuff. Because, I mean, the one thing that Sony didn't do was have people out there to talk. I think Sean Layden showed up twice. Andrew Howe showed up to introduce Kojima, and that was it.
Yeah, they didn't have their people talk on stage really at all.
It was like a trailer fest, I kind of dug it because it moved.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a very fast show. A good way of doing it. Their last couple of shows, it was only an hour and 10 minutes, right?
It was really short. Really short.
Usually they're more drawn out and kind of boring like Ubisoft was, and they
lot of numbers and... Dude, hey, we sold this much. I'm so glad nobody did that this year. No one had to whip their dick out.
Well,
show a trailer for The Last Guardian, and then without comments or anything, go right into the next trailer for something else. Like, it was huge blocks like that where there's no talking and just the orchestra playing. Like, it was... I thought it was a great show.
I did too. Yeah, even though they didn't talk about Neo or anything like that, which, you know, it's interesting, though they did kind of make some comments of hey, we don't need an upgrade for our system for you to play VR because you can do that already on PlayStation 4. So
because we have a box on the outside that's going to process everything for you. And they, I bet they do. Like, I bet the Neo, the VR stuff actually runs better on the Neo than it does on the...
Maybe it doesn't need a box dedicated for it, I don't know.
But. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I guess we'll find out more about Neo at some point, so...
Yeah, they might... I wonder if they'll have their own thing or if they'll just send out some release and stuff. But the funny thing is that, you know, we were talking about it after the Microsoft show about, their exclusives and stuff. And, you know, most of the show was actually... exclusives. You know, I mean, Resident Evil isn't an exclusive, and neither is some of the VR stuff will probably come to other consoles, but otherwise everything is coming only to PlayStation. Obviously Call of Duty isn't exclusive.
Well, I mean, most of the stuff they showed was their in-house stuff, so.
Yeah.
God of War is Sony Santa Monica, Days Gone is Bend, Last Guardian is Ico, or Sony Japan, or whatever it is now.
I think Sony Japan now, yeah.
Horizon Zero Dawn is Guerrilla. Detroit is Quantum.
Yeah, Quantic Dream.
Yes.
But they don't own them. They have a weird second-party relationship.
Yeah, it's something weird, but... Yeah. They're really closely related to them, so...
Well, just like Insomniac is, and I guess now Kojima Productions and stuff, so...
Yeah.
Also, we should have mentioned, at least with the Batman VR thing, that is being developed by Rocksteady, so I wonder, how involved of a game that is.
They put that in there in the middle of Battlefront VR Mission... and Final Fantasy 15 VR experience. My bet is it is a short experience type game.
Sure. I mean, hell, even if it's a 3-hour Batman adventure thing, I'd be okay with that.
I wish they actually showed something though.
Yeah. And I think that's another one of those games that is just started production in some way because they just figured out what they wanted to do.
Yeah, I wasn't sold on VR coming into this. Sony did not sell me on VR coming out of this.
No.
It made me happy that I'm getting it.
Sure.
There's nothing there that, because I can play Resident Evil without it. So
right.
I
bet it's a better experience outside of VR.
I don't know, maybe. I think as a game like that, that's slow moving and you're going to be, it's first person already, so it's not like the game isn't built around that type of view. It's not a separate mode.
But yeah. I think, you're not building that game for VR. That's a game that was built outside of VR.
It's the same thing where when people tried the Alien Isolation demo in VR, they would be like, dude, this game is terrifying in fucking VR. It was already scary, but, you know what I mean? It can work without being built from the ground up for it as a VR game.
I don't know because I haven't tried VR yet. So, I think there's a lot of, people are like, oh, this is awesome because it's the first time they've ever tried it. And I think if you sit down and play like a 6-hour Resident Evil game, like I might be more comfortable just playing it in front of my television.
Well, and because it's Resident Evil, and depending on how terrifying it is, it might be one of those things where you want a little bit of separation between you and what's going on.
No, I want to be pushed to the limits.
Well, see, if
you're, you say that right now, Jeff, until you have a heart attack.
I want
to have a heart attack, goddammit.
We need to get Jeff a live streaming setup because that's what I want to see. I want to watch Jeff play.
I want to watch Jeff. He needs to get one laptop that's set up like this with his helmet on, and then he needs to be streaming it out somehow.
Yeah, I'm so desensitized to horror that like even the best jump scares in movies now, like I'll just laugh at the person next to me who jumps at it, you know. So I want something to bring me to the edge again, like that, where it actually gets me, and I think the VR might be able to do that.
But
so.
I often do like wonder if like the people that they're talking to, if they are not like, if they even like horror, like are you thrusting these people? Because like I played Outlast, I really liked Outlast, but there are people that say that is the scariest fucking game they've ever played, and it's like, no,
they're out of
like,
there.
The game is really intense though. Like it really had me on the edge of my seat.
Sure, but. Like, there are people that will swear that that is the scariest fucking thing they've ever seen and ever played, and, like, I don't know.
But, you know, like, the problem with the horror, like Jeff was saying, is that you do become desensitized to it, and so I think because Outlast was a real big hit with streamers in the YouTube community, it was the first horror game that a lot of other people tried. Because when I first started playing horror games, like, Fatal Frame 2 is like the scariest shit that I've seen, right?
Oh, sure. I mean, I think I've relayed the story before, like when playing the original Silent Hill and walked into the school and there was like a little ghost child, and I was like, we were playing it in the dark and on like a little 13-inch screen, and I ended up emptying a clip and screaming like because like, I was terrified of it, and it's like, and it found out like it was nothing, but like, so yeah, like coming into an experience new like that could, and maybe it will be, maybe Jeff's right, like putting that helmet on might make it something special. I don't know.
Well, and I think because of how the VR headset works, like, I haven't tried it myself yet, but I even get this way when I'm not wearing, like, if I'm not wearing a headset, like, you start to get so into a game and absorbed by it that your surroundings fade away from you, you know, like,
right.
And stuff, and you know, and if you got, especially if you have headphones on, which is how I game most of the time, like the surround sound, like I don't hear any of the outside like world and stuff like that. And I imagine with a headset, then you're not even seeing any of it. I imagine it's much easier for your brain
to
accidentally think that, not that this is happening and like that it'll hurt you, but like if something jumps out at you, you will recoil.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
You know, like I think it's going to be one of those interesting, like, mental experiments. I am curious to see how it turns out.
But, I mean, that's, like, they showed, what, five, one, two, three, four, five, maybe six VR games, maybe?
Uh-huh.
And that was, like, the only one that I had any real interest in coming out of it, and I don't need VR to play it, so...
I guess I was more happy that, like, the VR games, well, I guess some of them... We're not like a mini game type thing. Like I'm,
but I think they are, Jeff. Like Battlefield VR mission is a, that sounds like a mission that you're gonna play. Yeah. VR, like the Final Fantasy 15 VR experience sounds like it's gonna be like a
little side.
Yeah, a side thing in Final Fantasy 15.
And I think that's how it's gonna be at first.
I don't like they didn't maybe Farpoint, but I bet that's a 3-hour game.
I don't know.
They didn't show enough of it, but...
Which is funny, because we were thinking they were going to show too much of it.
Yeah, they didn't... Like, that's a thing. Like, you guys are like, oh, this was a great show. Like, I don't see a lot here.
Well, like, so for me, I like, a lot of their stuff is stuff that I look at and be like, oh, I'm kind of into this. Like, God of War looks really cool. I'm glad it's different, you know? I at least appreciate
that. I can get behind that.
You know, Days Gone looks weirdly generic. I think it'll be one of those things where, like, the narrative will have to take precedence, and I don't know enough about
it. I think it'll be good. I think
Like, weirdly, and maybe it's because of the way they presented it, I'm actually most excited for Days Gone out of that stuff.
Like, I liked when you were fighting with that guy and you fell off the roof and he's just like laying there.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of zombies started coming and you like you stood just leave him. Right? But it didn't look like a scripted thing. It looked like you could have killed him.
You could have shot him or run away.
But the guy was just like, ah, fuck this guy. You know, like, it looked cool. Like, it looked like a fun game.
I like getting that extra gameplay expansion on it, though. Like, being able to see more of it because, like, a lot of it was really just, like, a 3-minute trailer, 4-minute trailer, which was neat. Like, it kept, as you guys said, kept the pace moving, but I don't really know what a lot of these things are.
Yeah, and I can totally understand that, but I guess it's, like, I am somebody who enjoys the hype because it only comes around once a year in the games industry, more or less. Like, this is the one time where, like, we can get really excited about games, like, all at once. And so, I mean, sure. I totally recognize that none of this stuff is coming out this year.
That's for me. Is like, I want to know why I should be excited to have a PlayStation 4 sitting right there right now.
PSVR, bro.
Yeah. Well, and I guess for me, I don't mind.
I don't have a headset right now.
I don't mind not knowing why I should own one now. I'm okay with knowing why I should own one for next year as well as a couple of years later. Sure, maybe in the next 6 months, there might not necessarily be something I'm going to, like, chomp at the bit to get.
Like, I thought it was really weird that, like, you have your potentially the biggest driving game on consoles. Like, Gran Turismo still outsells Forza. And you spent 5 seconds on it in a clip. Yeah. At the end.
Right, like, right. They didn't even. Oh, God, that drove me
fucking
me.
Title. Like, this actually sells more than any of your other games.
Right.
And you spent 5 seconds off. On it.
Like, I was waiting for the reveal of Gran Turismo. Like, Gran Turismo, what is it, 7? Is that what they're going
on? Sport. They're calling it sport.
Which maybe is why, because if it's not, like, cars and it's just, like, motorbikes and other stuff, maybe they don't
like, it was cars.
It was all cars at the show.
Oh, it was? Missed it.
Because it was literally 5 seconds in that last montage.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm all for the hype thing, but I feel like last year, like, all my hype got sucked up with Fallout. And then this year, all my fucking hype got sucked up with Battlefield. It kind of sucks, because, like...
Right, like,
That's it. Like, man, that's all I want to see.
Especially if you cannot buy everything. I'll play, like, 12
other games, sure, but that's just...
To me, the reason Sony wins is because there was two games that got me to shout out loud, like, kind of, like, stand up, clap, like, oh my God, they did this! Like, you know, like, Microsoft, like, I thought was super solid and everything, like, I'm looking forward to ReCore, especially, and, you know, Battlefield looks cool, but, like, there's just, like, Sony knows how to nail those moments, it seems like, lately, where it's just, like,
I think I'm getting tired of it. Like, the PS4 has been out now for 3 years, and they've been really good at nailing the emotional moments, but they have not delivered on any of it since then.
Last of Us, right? No, that was PS3. Never mind.
No, I'm not saying they don't release good games. Like, Uncharted 4 was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Right. But, like, it's been, like, here, get fucking excited for this, and you're not actually giving me, like, you're telling me to get excited, and I'm excited, and you're not giving it to me. And you're continuing to do it, and, like, you're drip-feeding me. Like...
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't disagree, I guess. Like
I think I'm tired of it now.
For me, it just doesn't matter as much because because I also have a PC and I can play other games. I really only bought this for, like, the PS4 only games. And I know that's, like, unique situation.
That's why I have my PS4, and that's why it has a layer of dust on it because I haven't played it since I finished Uncharted.
Yeah, and I mean, I totally get that, but I mean, I'm okay with being like, oh, well, you know. This fall, I will play Gears, maybe. I will play Dishonored 2 on my PC. I will play a bunch of other games that I could buy on my PlayStation on my PC. And then, you know, when Horizon comes out in early next year, I will be more than happy to turn my PlayStation back on.
But all the other conferences, like, had a lot of stuff coming this year and early next year, and a lot of, like, a bulk of Sony's is like, who the fuck knows?
Like, yes, no, I totally
agree. We're going to see all this stuff and get all excited for it. And this is the problem, like Metal Gear Solid 5, like whenever they first announced that at Sony, what was it, like 5 years ago?
4 years ago, yeah.
4 years ago. Like, I was like, holy shit, that game actually looks fucking badass.
And by the time it comes out, you're like,
yeah, whatever. Yeah, exactly. I didn't give a shit. And I never played it. It's still sitting on my shelf unplayed because I just don't care at this point.
Then, I don't know. I was never like that. I was
Black Guardian. Like, they've showed that like 10 fucking years now. And I don't care anymore. I don't.
I mean, I guess so. I mean, for like something like 15, like, I'm still like really excited for 15. I'm still going to buy that. I'm still going to buy Kingdom Hearts. I'm still going to play that. Like, I guess, like, for games like that, for me, I'm okay with waiting. Like, is, you know, getting these little tidbits, it, like, reminds me to be excited.
And then, I don't know. I just wish that they had more, like, soon-ish, you know? Like one little teaser. Like, Ubisoft does a great job of, like, hey, here's For Honor. This is what they did last year. Here's For Honor, and here's Ghost Recon. And then the rest of their stuff was, like, all pretty soon stuff within, like, a year.
What I was super excited about, like, the one that I really came out of all of these shows being like, that's fucking awesome, it was Steep, and it comes out in December. Like, you show me that game, I'm fucking pumped for it, and you're going to give it to me in 6 months.
Well, I'm happy you're pumped for it, because I'm totally on board with that, dude.
Like, it's like, I mean, that's cut, like, yeah. Like,
that's how it should be. That's how E3 should be.
All this stuff, like,
yes and no, because, like, I'm okay with knowing into the future, like, some things.
No, I want that. Like, I'm with Peter.
I want to know into the future, but I also want to know right now, like.
Right.
Yeah, and I got that.
I should have not bought my PS4 yet.
I guess for me, like, because I own a PC and can get most of Microsoft's games on a PC, like, my fall is already filled with games that I'm excited for. Like, the fact that Sony didn't show, like, anything that was coming out this year, or have anything that's coming out this year.
Yeah, but what if you only had a PlayStation 4?
This is where I find it very hypocritical, though, from Jeff's side, is because, like, he's bitching about the same shit with Nintendo. Like, oh, you have nothing to fucking show, and what you're going to show isn't coming out till next year. Like, but they're like,
I would be fine, though, if Nintendo showed me something more for next year. Like, anything. Like,
well, and the difference there is that Nintendo doesn't have third-party support, so all you're getting on that system is what...
No, but if Nintendo was showing tomorrow, here's the NX, here's our launch titles for it, like, I would be so hyped for tomorrow. Like, it's just... Instead, I get to see a game I care about a lot, but that's it. Like,
Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Yeah,
me and you are like, buddy.
But I mean, yeah. Jeff, like, in the past few years, like, it's always been like Nintendo's been doing this where we're gonna show you shit that you're gonna get not this year but next year, and you always come out of there going, "Fuck you, Nintendo."
Like, no. Lately, the last couple of years, it's kind of, but that's been their excuse for not showing a lot, is they're like, going, "Oh, we just want to focus on what you're playing in the next 6 months."
I mean, I
guess, why they didn't show Zelda last year. That's what they said.
What me and Chris aren't, you know, we're trying to say is that, you know, it's okay to have a little bit of, like, a couple games to be excited for in the next couple of years, but, like, show some shit that's going to come out soon. That's it.
I mean,
like, something to be excited for.
Guess,
this,
like, I don't know. Like,
I had only bought a PlayStation 4?
Then you can play Battlefield and Dishonored and Call of Duty.
Yeah, but what about first party games?
But from Sony, like, why did you buy a PlayStation? Like, that's you bought it because of Sony stuff. You bought it on the promise of Sony stuff.
Well, I certainly hope not.
Sony stuff. But I mean, that's what they sold you.
Like, well, then you had Uncharted earlier and stuff, and I guess, like, because of the way they're
that's about it.
Which is, you know, I agree, it's dumb, but I mean, it's not like there's going to be a dearth of things to play on your PlayStation. It's just like, hey, if all you own is this, there's still plenty of stuff coming out. You know, it's not like the Wii, where Zelda's the only game coming out for that system besides Tokyo Mirage in the next 8 months.
Well, Super Paper Mario, or whatever, is coming out for it too.
Oh, that's so bad.
Is it though? Because that's not one of the ones that they said they're going to
show. I keep thinking that's a 3DS game.
It's
an NX launch title now.
Yeah, because they expanded what they're going to show tomorrow. They said, oh, we're going to show a couple of things that are like Pokemon and this and that. Paper Mario weirdly absent from anything, and so I don't know.
Supposedly coming out in September, so.
Oh, really?
And that's what I had heard.
Hmm.
Stealth release.
Yeah, it might not be good. I think I had that pre-ordered. I don't know why, but I'm canceling that. Fuck them. And there's too many other things. I'll be playing ReCore in September.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to play in September. I mean, that's not that there's not a lot to play, Pete. Like, it's just, like, what I want out of Sony, I'm not getting anything. Like, they're not giving it to me yet. They still are not giving it to me yet. It's 3 years in.
I don't know. I mean, I
don't know about that. I mean, I liked Uncharted. I keep reselling my game, so it's hard for me to remember exactly what the exclusive.
So
it's not much. It's Until Dawn and Uncharted for me. Like those. Yeah.
Until Dawn was great.
Until Dawn was good, but that was the only game last year that was of any quality that they had. Unless, like, you liked Bloodborne.
There was Bloodborne.
Oh yeah. I don't like Dark Souls, so
you need to fix that. You need to rectify it.
No, I don't like the series. I've put my time in on that. I don't like it.
You tried one game.
I played 12 hours of Demon Souls, and I played 40 hours of Dark Souls. I think I played enough.
No.
I played 50 hours of that fucking series. I don't like it.
4 hours is all I
did. You need to play like 300 hours.
Oh,
God.
So
4 hours, and I'm done.
So it was what? Killzone, year one. It was Killzone, Knack, Infamous, which Infamous was okay. Killzone was garbage. Knack was poop.
Was there a Gran Turismo on this one?
God, no.
No, okay. The last Gran Turismo came out after the PS4.
I still have a PlayStation 4 yet.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, I could not remember.
Yeah, Gran Turismo 6 came out the December after the PS4 launched.
Right.
If you're in Japan, you'll have Persona to play at the end of this year.
That's not an exclusive, is it?
It is.
It is, yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
Persona 5 is exclusive?
PS3 and PS4.
Wow, I didn't know that.
No one was going to buy that on an Xbox anyway, so
probably. I don't know.
So you had Infamous, and then it was like almost a year until what? Bloodborne, and then you had Until Dawn, and then it was Uncharted, and we get No Man's Sky maybe. What that turns out to be in August.
Right, and probably we had Street Fighter, as much as that doesn't count, but it was
a shit show. Yeah, I think it was Street Fighter, but it was a shit show.
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, look, it's a great game mechanically. It's just, if you're not into multiplayer, then yes, it's a total nightmare.
Right. And you have Gran Turismo Sport. Drive Club, which is also a nightmare.
Oh, God.
I think that, to me, there's three exclusives. It's Bloodborne, Until Dawn, and Uncharted. Like, for me, personally, okay? But I'm not sure I can name more than three for Xbox One either. Really?
Really?
Forza 6, Forza 5, Forza Horizon 2. That's five.
Horizon 2, Halo 5, Quantum Break, Dead Rising, which you weren't a big fan of. Oh, God, I could pull up my list of games.
No, I'm not saying, like, that's the thing that when we were talking earlier today in our last episode, I said that's like I don't understand people who are like PS4 fanboys are like
Sunset Overdrive
because Xbox One does have more exclusive games and most of them are pretty good, but there's none. At the end of the day, though, I don't think that there's any one game that I think is amazing out of those exclusives. I just don't. Like, they're good.
Yeah, it's a matter of taste in the end.
Well, true.
No, but I just...
But that's the whole thing.
I would take Chris's side on this that, like, dude, the people who act like Xbox One is, like, shit, like, they're nuts. There's way more exclusive games right now than
PS4. Consistently, too.
Yeah, way more. Like, not all of them are, like, A-plus games or, like, 10 out of 10s, but, like, they're... Like, I had fun with Sunset Overdrive. I had fun with Halo. Like,
and Rare Replay.
Oh, yeah. That's a great one. I kind of walk both sides of the line on this. I don't have an allegiance on it. And
I don't either. It's just I want more out of Sony. And, like, every year they keep promising me. And I'm getting tired of it.
I hear you on that. But I think a lot of the cool stuff like that they're showing now is not too far off. Like Horizon is not incredibly far off. It is.
I think that's a year off at least.
I think that's
a next fall game.
It's February next year, so it's
February. Yeah,
8 months.
Okay, 8 months.
But I mean, yeah, I guess for me personally, like Sony's games have more or less always appealed to me more, because like I like shooters, but Gears at least had always been way too like bro-y focused, and the only reason I actually am interested in 4 is because of Laura Bailey's character, and you know, Dead Rising looks cool, but Dead Rising actually is probably going to come out on PS4 anyways. The only reason I say that is because it was the only game of that conference that didn't have the Xbox One Windows PC exclusive banner.
Capcom published Dead Rising 3 on PC themselves. So I do wonder if that's where...
It'll be exclusive to the console, but it'll come to Steam?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dead Rising came to Steam. Dead Rising 3 came to Steam, but it was published by Capcom.
I gotcha.
Whereas Dead Rising 3 on Xbox One was published by Microsoft. So I wonder what the connection is. So
I mean for me, like Microsoft, like the way I look at it is like Bethesda and Microsoft were like, this is what I'll be playing in the next 6 months, and Sony's like, here's what I'll be looking forward to next year and the year after, and in Kojima's case 10 years from now.
That's you know what? That's kind of why I love being console agnostic. I buy them all, and I'm going to play everything that comes out.
Yes, very much. That's why I have my PC right here. I have my PS4, my Xbox One, and my Wii U all lined up. I can play everything. I just wish Sony gave me a reason to turn that box on.
More often, yeah. I mean, the last time I played it was Uncharted 4. But I will be playing it tonight. So
boot up that Resident Evil demo.
Oh man, I can't wait. I'm gonna like make my girlfriend play and watch her.
I'll be curious to see what that is. I don't have PlayStation Plus myself either.
First Hour?
It's called Resident Evil 7 Teaser Beginning Hour.
Oh, that's so cool.
I love how literally gone.
Such a fangirl.
Like, from Jeff's attitude last night.
Mm-hmm.
After the Bethesda conference, he was cranky. He was mad.
He was,
and now he's a little schoolgirl.
Jeff's funny. Don't worry, that'll all turn tomorrow.
Complete the loop tomorrow.
No, I'm already. We know what Nintendo's showing, so it's like a known factor that's going to be.
You know the base layer of that it's Zelda. Yeah. And if it comes out and like the specifics are the exact opposite of what everybody thought it was going to be, it's going to be a glorious shit show.
And I think you guys are going to all be going, I want to play that.
I won't. I'm not going to buy an NX.
It's Zelda. I already want to play it. You don't need to sell me on it, Jeff.
No, I have a feeling though it's going to be like probably the first big step for the franchise since Wind Waker. I really do.
I hope so, because those other two games have been quite a snooze fest.
I will say that. I mean, I'm pretty openly, like, I say it plenty of times. I think Skyward Sword is not good. It's like not a good game. A good Zelda game. And so, yeah, I don't know. But I have... It's got to be good, right? They've been working on it for fucking ever.
Yeah, you keep telling yourself that, Jeff.
It's got to be good.
Hey, all I'm telling you is, you know what other Zelda game also appeared on two consoles because it kept getting pushed back?
Another one.
Jeff actually likes Twilight Princess. So.
Yeah, I like Twilight Princess.
Oh, you're right, Twilight Princess. My bad. I was like, Skyward Sword, that's wrong.
That was only on Wii.
Twilight Princess, once it gets going...
It's okay.
Once it takes forever to get going, but once it gets going, it's got a lot of fantastic dungeons in it.
Now, I don't know how we're going to structure a show around Nintendo, because their conference slot is the Hour of Zelda, and then their Treehouse presentations throughout the rest of the day are the other games that they're bringing. So I don't know if you want to just wrap them into Thursday's show.
Yeah, we might have to.
We could maybe just start off Thursday's show with like our reaction to Zelda.
I won't be around to watch the Zelda stuff live. I'll have to catch up on that.
Yeah, what time is the Zelda stuff?
12:30, I believe. Let me check.
I think it's 9 a.m. Pacific.
So they're 10 a.m. or whatever it is. I think it's 10 my time.
Oh, 10 your time?
Yeah.
So it'll be 9 my time. I will be at a graduation tomorrow, so.
Why did they shrink the fucking picture? Polygon had a really good schedule, and now it's the size of a thumbnail.
So, is it just Zelda?
Like, it's Zelda for the first hour, and then the rest of the Treehouse stream will have Pokemon, Tokyo Mirage, and Monster Hunter.
What happened to Treehouse Live? 12 p.m.
12 p.m. Okay, I thought so.
I'm interested to see how you do an hour-long demo and keep people's interest.
So, oh, because it'll be a lot of different features, also intercut with Miyamoto and Inuma talking to each other in Japanese, and a bunch of behind-the-scenes photos and a bunch of interviews with fans about what Zelda means to them. And in reality, when distilled down, it'd be about 10 minutes of footage.
Four minutes, yeah. And a cinematic trailer.
Yeah.
I do think that people do walk away very excited tomorrow.
Well, of course they do, because they manage to be critical of Nintendo in the moment. It's always weeks after where they go, oh, you know, looking back, maybe this was indicative of the current state of Nintendo.
I think you're going to be surprised.
Actually, Jeff, what might get me to play VR is that Until Dawn game.
That's probably going to be on rails, though.
Probably, yeah, I would probably play it because I'm interested in that series. So.
Yeah, I heard that Supermassive, by the way, like they were rumored to be going multi-platform with their next game.
Huh.
I think that Until Dawn did well enough, too, that we could get a sequel to that.
I would really like that. If you just kept like doing horror cliches in that way, like, hey, now instead of at a...
Yes.
If they're instead of being at a cabin, they're at a camp now.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like... stupid, like, stuff like that, you know? You know, give us different archetypes, so that way we're not recycling the same character cast. But yeah, keep this. The system was great. It was such a good game.
Yes, Until Dawn was fantastic.
Just, you know, if you're going to introduce monsters, do it a little bit sooner, please, so that way just feel totally divorced from the rest
of
the scene.
It felt like two different horror movies and mashed together, but yep. Okay. It's still cool.
But
anyway, those are our thoughts on... PC Game Show, Ubisoft, and Sony. We'll be back on Thursday, probably.
Yeah.
Because Nintendo is a weird thing, so...
Plus, I mean, well, we can also... We'll update impressions on everything that...
There'll be lots of news
stuff
over the next 3 days, so we'll be getting together on Thursday to talk about all that, and Don can fill us in via text on what he's been thinking. So
overall, I think this has been a great E3, though.
It's been good so far.
Yeah, so far I'm very impressed.
Good handful of games.
There's a lot of games we're gonna be playing soon, and there's a lot of games that are in the future. So
Indeed.
And Shenmue and Final Fantasy VII Remake are. Like, also coming out the same time as Kojima's game. So.
Oh, yeah. They never had they didn't show any of the 7 remake either.
Those sound like TGS games.
They also.
When is TGS this year?
September.
So I wonder if Final Fantasy 15 will be. We'll see that at the very end of the month, but.
It'll be just about out, yeah.
Yeah, so they won't have to talk about that. So Square will maybe talk about 7 or Kingdom Hearts 3.
What I saw of Kingdom Hearts 3 today looked phenomenal. So.
Yes! That's why it's been at the top of my power rankings.
Except not coming out this year, so cross it off your list, Pete.
Until this year ends, man, or they give an official release date, it's going to stay on the top.
It's not coming out this year. They said it's not coming out this year.
No, I know.
Good luck with that, buddy.
We're getting 2.8 in December, so 3 is not coming out till at least next year.
Yeah.
That's true.
Also, they smartly did not show No Man's Sky again. Good job.
Oh, yes, I was gonna mention that notable absent.
I mean, you can't at this point.
That game was supposed to be out in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I wonder if the Lego trailer filled in for the No Man's Sky trailer that we're gonna show.
That would be amazing.
But we can't show this because it's been delayed and people are angry.
That's funny.
All right. We'll be back Thursday. Jeff, say goodnight.
Goodnight.